A married man does not stay out like this. Mom! Oh, stay out! Oh, don't act like this! What's wrong with you?
Henry,
shut up. Normal. She's right. What's wrong with you, Henry? What kind of person are you? What is the matter with you?
Unless you've been going through the archives, listening to some old episodes, it's the first time you've heard the hottest intro in the podcast game in a while. So, why am I back? Well, the feist has been building and I've got the fucking time today. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're almost in rookie season. We're in the off season, so let's start with the rookies. I want to talk about this 23 class, all right? I got a lot of shit on Twitter when I was saying that I didn't think this class was everything it was made out to be, and I know we hear that every year, but what's grinding my gears is it's the big FF. It's big analyst Twitter. But every year we hear about the class coming and it's fucking awesome, and then it starts to dwindle. And this is what I was saying the whole time, is that it's gonna dwindle down. It's not as deep as, and by deep, I mean it's not as stacked at the top. That's what I'm talking about with depth. Like, it's deep. There's a lot of talent, but after 105 or whatever, 104, it's really it's complicated. It's not as surefire as people have been saying. But not all the analysts, right? Because why does this happen? Well, I'll tell you, mate. When these kids are freshmen and sophomores, their first and second years, these big accounts that are the big fantasy football dynasty accounts, like, they're not paying attention to college for the most part. Now, for the most part, like, there's some devy people, obviously, but like, these big accounts, they don't pay attention to college. So they're just farming these names from other people. Now, who are these people? Well, these people, they're a lot of film guys, but they're NFL scouts. Like, they're not dynasty football people that are starting the hype for most of these prospects, okay? So these analysts, they take their names from these people. But why do they dwindle down when it comes, you know, to February? We're getting close to the draft. Why are these names, why is this class dwindling down? It's because people have to start making takes. They have to start solidifying. They have to start making their ranks. They have to make content. And the content is coming due, all right? Like, it's coming up. You gotta fucking have a take now. It's February. They're getting drafted in 2 months. You can't just keep saying, oh my, Malik Willis, look at that throw. Like, you can't just keep saying that in fucking engagement farming. You gotta have some content. So when you're making these lists, now you don't know these fucking players. You don't know who the fuck they are. So now you're looking at profiles or some stats, because that's probably what you're doing. And you're like, fuck, I don't really know these guys. So I know that Bijan, JSN, the two quarterbacks. Well, I mean, fucking JSN's not even, he's like falling down draft boards, which is fantastic, dude. You love to see that shit. That's what's great about this game. But now that they have to make takes, they all have to have caveats. You know, after those four, it's Quentin Johnson is my 105, but he depends totally on landing spot and draft capital. Motherfucker, that means he's not a first round prospect. If this class is so fucking deep with prospects, then your 106 cannot be dependent on caveats such as draft capital and landing spots. That means you don't have a fucking take. You're a fraud. But that's just the cycle of things in this game. So that's been grinding my gears. We'll stick to some format that we used to have. And let's go to gripe of the week. My gripe, now, most of the, if you're listening, you're probably in this fucking league of 12 people. Star Wars. We got a little Star Wars draft going on, all right? Now, Dynasty Coach A, he likes to make an adorable little model, all right? Now, I have been just killing in this draft, all right? Me and my baby Jared, Jaggy boy, just fucking killing it, all right? Getting so many deals. Our lineup is fucking set. Like three teams have already given up. So, all right, you have a team of nine, and two of those have also tanked. So you have a team of like a league of six, 7, 8. We'll call it 9, all right? We'll call it 9. That's being generous. You have 9 teams that are even trying, all right? So that means that only 3 aren't going to make the playoffs. So I like my odds. All right, we're already fighting for a bye week. But yeah, this motherfucker rated has our team as the 12th ranked team. And we did was clean up. Now our team is injured. But like we got Lamar Jackson, Stafford, Lance. Love to see that. Got JT, $50. He was like RB. He was like the 309 or something in this draft. We got the Cooper Kupp stack. We got the Rashad Bateman stack. Chris Olave. Now, our tight ends aren't great. And I love... So this is what I love about this model is like it grades your top tight end. But the fucking hilarious part is John's whole thing is never Kittle, you know? Like, Kittle isn't good. Good tight ends aren't good if they're expensive. Like, that's the way it works. A tight end is only good if you don't spend money on them because, you know, you can just pick up and joke you. Because it's so simple to just find that tight end. But it brings in your top tight end into account. But also, at the same time... But don't spend money on tight ends. But anyways, it had us 12th. And basically, if you look at the model, all it cares about is if you have young wide receivers. And it's a dynasty model. But I think he's getting a little lost in the ROI sauce on this because it doesn't seem to give a fuck about this year. Does dynasty not fucking care about this year? I'm sorry, D-Ro. I know you're listening. You're with me, right, brother? You might be a little bit too far, actually, D-Ro. You don't even fucking care about next year. But... I mean, can we meet in the middle here? Like, this year fucking matters. It's dynasty, yeah, right? But, yeah, you kind of want to win too, don't you? So, I just thought it was adorable. It had us as the 12th league, so I went and named our team worst team in the league. It'll remain that. That will not change. That will be the team name. So, in 2 or 3 years, we can look back the league history tab and see where that worst team in the league, where that stacks up. I am... very excited for that. And those are really the two things that I wanted to bitch about. Give you guys some feist. Something short to listen to. Hopefully you guys have a short commute. But so I am doing this short little podcast. I will probably do more in the future. Who knows when. This won't be a regular thing. Whenever I'm feeling it. It's not all going to be football either, even though that's mostly what my life is. But it's just going to, whatever. If I want to bitch about something, I'll do it on here. But there are a couple other things that I did want to talk about. Oh, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins. Where's this guy going? I heard people, like, it was on the radio today. They're like, all right, we're looking at teams in the late, because he's going to, they prefaced it all with, he's going to cost a first-round pick. And I'm just like, you guys have already tied yourself. You're already wrong. He's not going to cost a first-round pick. So they were like, all right, so it's only going to be playoff teams, and this one doesn't make sense. This one doesn't. It's got to be Baltimore. It's got to be Baltimore. And I think Baltimore actually does make sense, but I would be shocked if he goes for a first. I mean, I would think a second is a lot. I could see like a third and a fifth. I mean, people always are surprised because they think trades in the NFL are going to be like trades in Dynasty. I mean, that's even ridiculous because you're not even, you might get a second for him. But people are always shocked when a trade actually happens because they're like, they didn't get nothing. And it's like, yeah, but like, no, they never do. Like, I bet you've been paying attention to NFL trades. But I could see him going to Baltimore. They also said, like, Chiefs don't need him. It's like, why not? Why don't the Chiefs need him? Like, yeah, they won a Super Bowl, but, like, you going in with Sky Moore and Tony and Juju next year? Like, I mean, shit, if it's going to cost you a second, like, that's a good way to improve that team, I would think. But I will tell you where he's not going. And I've heard people say it, like, the Patriots need a wide receiver. Yes, this is a Patriots podcast still, by far. Don't forget it. But yeah, you think DeAndre Hopkins? I know he doesn't have a no trade clause, like because he got popped for PEDs. But you think he's coming to play with Bill O'Brien, dude? Yeah, that's adorable, guys. Like he'll just retire. I swear, he's not gonna fucking come play for Bill O'Brien. All right, that's not happening. So whatever. I think the Ravens and Chiefs, I think, are actually pretty likely. Or he might just stay in Arizona. Who the hell knows? So a little segment I want to do in these pods still is like stupidest shit I saw this week or whatever on Twitter. And even though I should have a massive backlog, I don't have it up, all my shit up in front of me, but I have this one. So stupidest shit I saw this week is everyone's like saying Anthony Richardson, quarterback out of Florida. He's not Malik Willis. He's not Malik Willis. He's not. We all loved Malik Willis. No, we didn't. We all hated Malik. Wait, what did the NFL say? When was he drafted? There's been a lot of that. Anthony Richardson's not Malik Willis because we don't want to be wrong twice. But one of my favorite defenses or examples of how Richardson isn't Malik Willis, like how does he differentiate? Like, what? How is he a better player? Well, who even said this? Is it a nobody or is it? Because if it's a nobody, I mean, I'm not even gonna say that. Oh no, it's all right. At Luck is Made FF, Kyle Lindemann. You guys gotta quit with the Anthony Richardson equals Malik Willis comps. All right, that's the quote. So I'm gonna step in for a second here. Now this is he's like, you gotta stop, and like you gotta stop with these comps. I've had it. All right, and now this is why you have to stop. All right, this is why. All right, we're back into quotes now. One is 6-0 and played in Conference USA. The other, not only is this guy a fucking idiot, but he doesn't even. They're not 6-5. He's writing their goddamn height, but he's not even writing it correctly. He's using 6-5 and 6-0 instead of 6 quote. Like Jesus Christ, dude. All right, back to quotes. One is 6'0" and played in Conference USA. The other is 6'5" and played against the SEC. They couldn't be more different. That's end quote. That is his big stance on how they differentiate. Is one's taller and played in a different conference. Like, you got to stop with the comps, all right? Now, I'm not going to talk about if one's good or bad at football. Like, but one's taller and plays in a different fucking conference. I mean, yep. 82 likes. Nice. Go for you. So I do hope to have some better stupidest shit I've seen in the week, but that was the one that I pulled up quick, and I love that one. It's like, you guys got to stop. It's ridiculous. They're not comparable at all as football players and their talents and their prospects and how they should be in the NFL. Why? Their abilities, their completion percentage, their fucking big play per game. Anything? No, one's taller and played in the SEC. They couldn't be more different! The fuck are we doing? Alright, but that's it. Short and sweet. Get some shit off my chest. Thanks for listening. I missed you too. I'll be back sometime.